Would you call that a chimney? Or would you have
or a smokestack, maybe. Huh? Smokestack.
Okay. And the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
The hearth.
Okay. Do you ever remember cooking on that?
Well.
Or is that
really well, really, when I was, say, about 5 years old, before I started to school, when we actually heated with the fireplace, mm-hmm. I can kind of remember Mother putting a pot of something, say beans, on mm-hmm. to start them to simmer or something. Mm-hmm. And but actually cooking on it, she didn't. And I can remember her heating water with a, well, she'd get a great big kettle of some kind. And she, of course, we didn't have hot water. And so I can remember her heating hot water on that a lot. And in fact, she would just set it. You know, some fireplaces are made with the hooks where you hook pots on, but this one wasn't. And so one day she had this pot of hot water boiling, you know, to, maybe she's going to wash diapers, I imagine. And she was sitting in front of this fireplace attending to the baby. And this, the wood broke, you know, when it burned in two. And this hot water all come, just turned over and poured out on her, and it burned her legs all underneath, but she grabbed the baby and threw it up over him. So therefore, that's what you're doing, buddy. You wonder how this will hurt him. So, you want to hear more about the fire? But, as far as Mother cooking on it, I can't remember, but like I said, I do remember heating water on it. And then too, I can remember after we, the next winter, probably after we quit heating with it, we put up a tin heater to burn wood in it to heat the house. And see, they didn't close in the fireplace right at the time, that right at the first, and I can remember when the rest of the kids had gone to school. Well, we would get whatever we were going to eat for dinner and get back in the fireplace and sit back in there and eat, because it was just a nook, you know, back in there. So that's, I do remember that about it, and I was just about 5 years old.
But say if you were going to start a fire, what would you call that kind of wood?
Kindling.
Okay. And you know, you might have a big piece of wood that you put toward the back?
The back log.
Okay. What would you lay the wood on?
Oh, those dog irons? That's what I'd call.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other name for that?
Really, I haven't. I don't.
Okay. What about the... the place above the fireplace?
The mantle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard any other names for that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Singing a fireboard or clock shelf?
Uh-huh. No, I haven't.
The black stuff that you clean, that gets up in the chimney.
Soot.
Okay. And the stuff that you have to clean out of the fireplace.
Ashes, you mean?
Uh-huh. Okay, and talking about things that you might have in a room, that thing over there.
Well, I say a chair, but a lot of people said chairs.
Okay.
But we always said chair. But we had some of the neighbors, they said chairs.
Well, what about this thing that we're sitting on now?
Well, we call it a couch, but when I was growing up, we called them divanettes. But really, couches and divanettes and sofas.
Uh-huh. Does it all mean the same thing?
Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, it does.
Okay. What about something you might have in your bedroom to put your clothes in?
We used to call them shipper robes.
What was that like?
Well, it was just a big tall piece of furniture that had usually it had one big door, mm-hmm. like a closet kind of, but then it'd have three drawers, mm-hmm. maybe on this side with a mirror, maybe up over those three drawers, or sometimes it'd have the mirror